Part 6. How to make your vote count. At the polling place, you will be given two ballot papers, a small green one for the House of Representatives and a large white one for the Senate. You must complete both ballot papers. On the small green ballot paper, you are voting for a representative of your local area or electorate in the House of Representatives. On the large white ballot paper, you are voting for representatives of your state or territory in the Senate. House of Representatives. On the small green ballot paper, number every box in the order of your choice. Put the number 1 in the box for the candidate that is your first choice, a 2 for your second choice, and so on, until you've numbered every box. Senate. On the large white paper, you have a choice of two ways to vote, either above the line or below the line. If you choose to vote above the line, you need to number at least 6 boxes. Put the number 1 in the box for the party or group that is your first choice, a 2 for your second choice, and so on until you've numbered at least 6 boxes. You can continue to place numbers in the order of your choice in as many boxes above the line as you like. If you choose to vote below the line, you need to number at least 12 boxes, from 1 to 12, for individual candidates in the order of your choice. You can continue to place numbers in the order of your choice in as many boxes below the line as you like. Don't worry if you make a mistake. You can ask for another ballot paper and start again. Did you know you can practice voting on the AEC website? Go to aec.gov.au/practice.